Today is Daf Lamed Dalet. We're actually on Lamed Dalet. We are on the third line. The third line of Lamed Dalet Lamed Aleph. Uminayin l'shalosh l'shalosh l'shalosh. And how do you know, again, as we said yesterday, it never says in the Torah that you should blow shofar Rosh Hashanah. It says it's a Yom Teruah. What does that mean? It says it's a shofar. How many? Teruah. And a tekiah before and a tekiah after. And now the Gemara says, how do you know that there's three? That there's Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofaros. And three for each one. Talmud Lomar, it says, Vavarta Shofar Teruah. That's one. Shabbatah and Zichron Teruah. And Yom Teruah Yilochem. Umanayan Litan is Amr Shalzeh, Bezeh, Vishalzeh, Bezeh. Now, how do you know that applies equally to Yovel and to Rosh Hashanah? As a matter of fact, Rashi says right here, Lefi, Shashalosh Teruah Halalu, Lo Nemru, Bemakom Echad. These three are not said in one place. Shtayim, Nemru, Rosh Hashanah, V'achas, B'Yovel. So, Menayin Litin Ha'amuros, Rosh Hashanah, B'Yovel, V'Litin Ha'amur, B'Yovel, Rosh Hashanah, Shihei Kan, V'Kan, Shalosh. That each one, how do you know that? Right? So the Gemara answers, Talmud Lomar, Shvi, Shvi, L'Gzei Shava. It's L'Gzei Shava. Ha'ketad, Shalosh, Shehein Teisha. It's three, that's really nine. Shir Tekiya, Shir Tekiya Ketrua. The Tekiya is a Terua. Same length. Shir Terua Kishalosh Shvarim. And a Terua is three sounds. Ha Tani Meikara Maisile Behekesha Fahashta Maisile Begzirishava. 1 second. But originally, yesterday, we said it was Hekesh. What was the Hekesh? Yesterday? We said Shvi Shvi. Right? So we said yesterday. Now we're saying it's not a Hekesh. It's, I'm sorry, what did we say yesterday? Yeah. What did we say yesterday? We said B'chodesh HaShvi, that all the Chodesh HaShvi's are all equal. That's what we said yesterday. Yovel falls out in Shvi, and Rosh Hashanah is on the Chodesh HaShvi, they're all equal. Now we're saying it's Gzeirah Shavah.
What's
Gzeirah Shavah? Gzeirah Shavah is Shvi, Shvi. Oh. Yesterday, we didn't say Shvi, Shvi, we said Chodesh Shvi. Whatever is in Chodesh Shvi is all the same. So another thing. Hachi kamar, e lav gzereshava. That would have been if we didn't have a gzereshava. Luckily, we have one. But if we didn't have one, havi maisi la behekesha, I would learn it out from a hekesh. That's what it means to say. Really, it's a gzereshava. I wouldn't have one. I still have a hekesh. Says Rashi, way down, e lo nemra gzereshava zu la Moshe misinai ladona. If I wouldn't have a gzereshava from Moshe. Hayisi mevi hakol behekesha. I could still learn it out with a hekesh. Klomar me'atzmo. By myself. That's a problem. Because in Sukkah Rashi says, the only one of the Yud Gimel Midos you can learn out by yourself is a Kal V'Chomer. Because it's logic. The rest of them, you have no right to learn it out by yourself. So what on earth is Rashi talking about? Say something else. If you look in the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatara and Jeshua, hekesh is not there. Hekesh is not even there. You're not going to find the hekesh in those other ones either. No, it's not there either. Anyway, yeah.
But it was a good try.
What?
Good try.
Right. So the answer is that this is not really a hekesh. It's not really a hekesh. The fact that it says chodesh hashvi in one parsha, what kind of hekesh is that? Hekesh is usually two words, two concepts in the same pasuk or nearby.
Right.
The Gemara calls it a hekesh. It's not really a hekesh. It's just an idea. I didn't say this. The Rashash says this. It's not really a hekesh. Ein echanami. You cannot make up your own hekesh. Oh, it says Vayomer over here, and right in the same pasuk it says, "Oh, make up a." You can't do that. Two what? That's a Gzeirah Shavah. Says Tezvav by here by Nisan by Pesach, and says Tezvav by Tishrei by Sukkot. The same rule regarding what? Oh, women, whatever we want, whatever different thing. Right.
Well, so I agree with him. It's a hekesh, not a Gzeirah Shavah.
That's a Gzeirah Shavah.
No, the Tezvav is a hekesh.
No, it's not. It's a Gzeirah Shavah. Gzeirah Shavah is the same word in two places out of left field. Hekesh is in the same pasuk or right next door to each other, right nearby. So it's not really a hekesh. Says the Rashash. The Gemara calls it a hekesh. Nothing else to call it. It's an idea that it's the whole parsha is together. And she'll have the same halachas. Okay, interesting. What exactly Hekesh is very interesting, because it doesn't say it anywhere.
Clearly,
right. Anyway, right. Hashta the Ishi Gzirashava. Now that we have a Gzirashava, Hekesh lo tzarech. I don't need a Hekesh. A Gzirashava is still better. Vahatani maisila b'Gzirashava mimidbar. Others have a different Hekesh, a different Gzirashava. What's the Gzirashava? Titania. It says like this. This was in last week's parasha. Utikatem trua. You should blow a trua. This is by the Chatzotzos. Right? Tkiya bifnei atzma, utrua bifnei atzma. Ata omer, tkiya bifnei atzma, utrua bifnei atzma. Oeiner ela tkiya utrua achasi. Who said they're maybe they're one thing? No, kishu omer, it said in last week's parsha, in parsha's Bahaloscha. Ubahapila sakahal, when you want to gather everybody together, tithku velotariyu. Blow a tkiya, don't blow a trua. Right? Havi omer, tkiya bifnei atzma, utrua bifnei atzma. There were the different sounds, different things. Umenayin shepshuta lefaneha. How do you know there's a sound before? Talmud lomar usikatem trua. Umenayin shepshuta lachareha. Talmud lomar yisku. Fine. What? True yisku. I'm sorry. Rishol benosho biyochanem broke omer ainot tzarech. I have another place. Harehu omer it says usikatem trua shenis. Shen talmud lomar shenis. What is the second one? Ma talmud lomar shenis. Zebonaav shakal makom shenemar trua te tekiya shniela. Whenever you blow a trua, it's really the second sound because it's a tekiya beforehand. Ein liela b'midbar Rosh Hashanah minay. That's all lovely in the midbar. What does that do with Rosh Hashanah? Tamad lomar trua l'gzereshava. It's a gzereshava. Now the Gemara says something very. I'm not sure I fully understand this. The Gemara says like this: v'shalosh truas nemar b'Rosh Hashanah. It says three times trua regarding Rosh Hashanah. B'Shabbat San Zichron Trua, Yom Trua, and Va'avarta Shofar Trua. Now the Gemara says, Shtei Tekiyos L'chol Achas V'Achas, and each one gets two Tekiyos, right? Nimtu Matzinu L'Meidon, you see from here, we learn from here, Shalosh Truos, V'Sheish Tekiyos, or is it Sheish Tekiyos?
Two for each, right?
Nemru B'Rosh Hashanah. Now, this is the hard part. Shtayim midivrei Torah, the achas midivrei sofrim. Two are d'oraisa and one's the rabbanan. What does that mean? Shabbaton zichron trua, the havar to shofar trua midivrei Torah. Those are d'oraisa. Yom trua yiyeh lochem l'talmuda huba. And the last one is just learned out. What does that mean?
Besides
Malchus, Zichros, and Shofros? No. I'm not sure if it's besides. This area is Malchus, Zichros, and Shofros.
They're all three, but...
Right. I don't know what this means. But there's no difference between those three. They're all the same. Either they're all Doraisa, they're all Dorabanan, they're all Asmachtas.
Yom Tshuva, that's...
What?
Torah.
They're all Pupsuk from the Torah.
Right.
No.
Right.
Because two of them, there's an action. One you have to remember, Zichron, the other you have to...
That's what the Artful says?
No.
That's what you're saying?
Yes. And one just say Yom Trua. There's no action said.
Uh-huh.
What?
So what? That gave you more strange. Rasul Bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Achas Midivrei Torah, Ushtayi Midivrei Sofer. Now one's Doraisa and two are Dorabanan. Vavar Teshofer Trua Midivrei Torah, Shabbaton Zichron Trua, V'Yom Trua Yielachem, U'Talmud Ahuba. It's only Dorabanan. It's learned out. I don't know what this means. My Talmud Ahuba. What does that mean, it's learned out? Mibay li bayom v'lo balayla. That we learn out that you blow shofar by day and you don't blow shofar by night. V'idach, and the Tanakami here who learned out Gzeira Shava, right? Bayom v'lo balayla, minalei. So how does he know you don't blow shofar at night? Nafgalei, mibayom kipurim. It's a Gzeira, he learns it out from Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur also don't blow at night. Because Bayom Kippur, Bayom Kippurim, Yalef, Nigmar, Nami Mine, Lifshot, Lifaneha, Upshutu Lachareha. So then maybe you learn out from there also, you have one before and one after. And the Gemara says, Vavarta Taviru Lo Mashmalu. Now he doesn't learn out that drasha. I don't know what's going on here. What? I know, it's totally confusing. Ve'elamai Darshu Behu Vavarta. What do you do with the word Vavarta? What do you darshan with it? Kidrav Masna, Damrav Masna. Vavarta derech ha'avaraso. You have to blow it the way it's grown. Right? And we said it starts off, even though the fat end is connected to the body. That's how it grew. That it didn't grow that way. It started small. Okay. Daviru, kamarachmana, naviru biyad, and you have to hold it in your hand. The idach, the Rav Masna, midishani bidibure, and Rav Masna holds you learn these out from the fact that the Torah changed its lashon. Why? It didn't have to say lashon of havara. It could have said v'taka b'shofar trua. What's v'amartim shofar trua?
Is this chazara?
I know. We had it already. I know. I learned it. I looked it up. I don't understand what's going on here. Then it says Taviru Bayad Lo Matzis. You don't need that drasha. Amarta the Gemara Avara Avara Mimoshe. Coming out from Moshe. Ksiv Hacha Avarta Shor from Trua. The Ksiv Hasan Vayitav Moshe Vayaviru Kol B'Machane. Malahalam Bakol Afkan Bakol with a voice, and then that includes if that you have to hold it somehow. Ulahai Tana Demaisi La Mimidbar. The one who learns it out from fine. So that's the end of that Gemara. I'm not exactly sure what that means. Two Doraisa, one Darabanan. I just don't know. We're gonna have a little bit of an idea of this on a debate, so maybe it'll make a little more sense later. Now, Ulahai Tana Demaisi La Mimidbar, according to the one who learned it out from the Midbar, that what? That the shofar sounds and the shias before and after, I learned that from the Midbar. But the Midbar wasn't even a shofar. It was Chatzotra. So, I malahalan Chatzotra, Afka Chatzotros. Maybe it also should be Chatzotros on Rosh Hashanah. Who said a shofar? Talmud Lomar, Tikku Bachor, a shofar, Bakesal Yil Chageno. This is a pasuk in Nov, in Tehillim, right? Ezo Chag, Shachorash Mitzkasebo, which Yontif, can't you see the new moon? Haviyom Ezer Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah, Vekam Rachman, a shofar. And yeah, we call it a shofar. Okay? Now comes the famous Gemara. Iskin Rabbi Avo, B'Kisri. Rabbi Avo made a takana in Kisri. Tekiya is Shalosh Shavarim. And Teruwa is Tekiya. Right? What? Mimanavshach. So one second. Iyalula yalil. If it's that sound, le'evit tekiya through tekiya, then blow tekiya through tekiya. Iganuche ganach le'evit tekiya shalosh shvarim tekiya. Blow tekiya shvarim tekiya. Why did he blow both? Why did he say both? Right. He was made a takana. You should blow a tekiya which is shalosh shvarim and a trua. Right. So why are you doing that? Why are you blowing both? The answer is misapkale. He wasn't sure. Iganuche ganach. E Yulule Yalil. He wasn't sure. Maskaflor Ravira Vidilma Yulule who become Masik Shalosh Shvarim Bain Trua Litzkia. But one second. Maybe it's only a Trua and you stuck in a Shvarim, it's a Hefsik. Right? The Gemara answers. The harder of it's a Kia Trua Tekia. That's why we also blow Tarat three times. You're right.
Wouldn't that be a
hefsek on the main chayus? No, because you get a daven, you're allowed to go to the bathroom.
You're
what? So we said repetition is not. So it's baltosif?
Yeah.
That's not baltosif. Repetition is not baltosif. Repetition of a mitzvah is not baltosif. I wake up in the morning and I shake a lulav. How can I bring my lulav to shul and shake it by halal? It's baltosif? The answer is repetition is not baltosif. Correct, it's not baltosif. Now, Maskevla Ravina, Vidilma Ganuche have a. Maybe it's really a Shvarim sound. Become a Sapka Trua, Ben Shvarim with Tekia, and then it's a Hefsik. You have a neck. Who told you to stick in Truas? You have a Hefsik? The Gemara answers, the Hadar of a Tashat. No, you blow Tashat also. You cover your bit. That's what we do, right? Ella, Rabbi Avu, my Iskin. I genuche ganach ha'avda, I lule yalil ha'avda. So what'd he do? What was his takana? The answer is, mesapkale dilma ganach v'yalil. Maybe it's both. Right? Well, 1 minute. Before we get to Esther and Ban, is Rabbi Avo arguing on the Mishnah? Rabbi Avo is an Amora. Is he arguing on the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, think about it, I never thought of this question. The Mishnah said, a tekiya is a teruah. What's he doing? Coming saying, oh, it's really both.
No, he's not.
He's not, right? He's not arguing on the Mishnah. He's not. He's explaining the Mishnah. Right?
He's explaining what a true is.
What?
We don't want to know what it is.
Right.
He's explaining in words you understand.
Right.
That's not what always got me.
So,
that means until this time, he had no idea what they did.
We're going to get to that question in a minute. Before we get to that question, the Ramban says something fascinating. The Ramban says that yesterday's daf, we said that we learn out the sounds not only from one of it was from Sisera's mother, right? And she was crying. And what kind of crying was she doing? So says the Ramban, the Ravo went around to people and he noticed that women cry in both ways. So he said it can't be pshat. You hear this?
Three ways.
It can't be pshat that they only cry in one way. It's a very interesting shot. He went around to women, hung out, saw how they cried, and said, wait a second, some cry like this, some cry like this. It can't be one, there's no one way. It can't be one way. Anyway.
It doesn't bother me to come back to the end. They pick up all people that cried, they pick Sisera's mother.
There's a mussar to that. Ehachi,
yeah.
What it is, I don't know. Was it even Rishayim can cry? Ehachi, what? Okay. That's very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? That's very cliche.
One second, if you take the whole situation, what was the reason that, what was the end result of that whole thing? She's a bad person with a bad situation, but they gave her the chumma over it. They said, don't worry
okay.
about it, he's getting the virgins, and he's looking booty, and all that stuff.
I hear. Okay, ihachi, levenami ibcha. Why don't we do the opposite one? Tekiya, teruah, shalosh shvarim, utekiya. One second, what does that mean? Dilma, yalol, vaganach. Ah, so do it the other way around. How come we never blow like this? Yeah, why don't we do that? Why don't we blow tekiya, teruah, shvarim, tekiya? Why don't we do that? Right, so the Gemara answer is, stamad de milsa, ki misra b'inish, milsa b'reish, yaganach, v'hada yalol. Well, nobody cries like that. First you do shvarim, then you do truah. That's why we don't do truah and shvarim also. That's why we don't do it that way. Right? Okay. Asks the whole world. So one second. Rabbi Yavoh came and said, I'm not sure what a truah is. Is it a truah, what we call truah? Is it what we call shvarim, or is it both? Says, what did they do last year? What did they do the year before that? Yeah, I know. That's a mati asked. But everyone asked that question. It's a big question.
Yeah,
the question's far better than the answers. So the Rambam says, the Rambam gives an answer. The Rambam says, "Ein achanami because of galus and because of the confusion of galus, they forgot." That's what the Rambam says.
They forgot how?
They forgot exactly what a true is.
You don't watch the general answer.
Why?
Because you look at who asked the question. A bowl of their stroll.
Right. Right. Okay.
And a bowl they had no problem.
Right. 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 So, the other answer given, which is a pretty good answer, it's given by the Ma'ar, by the Rosh. It comes from a Haigon. Haigon says like this, really all three ways. You have Shvarim, Truah, and both. All three ways are acceptable. And you went to one shul, did it like that. You went to some other shul, did it like that. Like you said yesterday, Chai Yisrael always does one thing. So all Revo did was, he consolidated the Minhagim. Everyone should do it all three. I don't want anyone to tell me, how come you're making me do a Shvarim? That's not what we do in my shul. You do Shvarim also. Do the other ones also. Do the other ones also. The whole Klal Yisrael is doing the exact same thing. That's all he did. It's not a bad answer.
That is correct.
It's a good answer. It wasn't that what they do last. We knew exactly what they did last year. Everyone knew. There was never a doubt.
No, it says, you know what it says here in Rashi?
What?
Tosos, Rambam, and Milchamot Hashem maintains that with the dispersion of the Jews in the exile, the single correct manner of blessing of truth is forgotten.
I just said it. Rambam says that. The Rambam says that.
Right.
That's a difficult answer. Because when Rabbi Avo came along, how much gulls was there?
Well, a lot of
gulls. Right, a lot of gulls. Right. How much loss of a Masorah was there?
Enough.
What?
To
you do? We don't forget from year to year. We forget when it's once every 8 years. But what we do the last time that Shabbos fell out, then it, right? Then you forget. Every year? Forget what to do every year? I mean, it happens. The whole Klal Yisrael forgot? You need Rabbi Avo to come along? That's the other, the Harav Haigon, it's a good answer. The answer is all three are acceptable. They're all acceptable. Why? Because true doesn't have to one definition. That's three definitions. And all he did was make Minhagim. It has to be the same over everywhere. I want to be the same. Why should I want to be the same? There's a mile to that. There's a mile no matter where you are. The whole Klal Yisrael.
He said do all three?
Do all three.
And before he came along, some shuls did one, others did the other one. Every shul had their own.
But there are many things that we have minhagim completely different because the mesorah was lost. Because
Yeah.
Why would it be different than
like what?
The whole tefillah is minhagim are different. Ashkenaz is far.
It's not a daraisa. Everyone's sukkah is the exact same.
Exactly.
Everyone's lulav is the exact same. How you shake it? You shake it to the north, and then you shake it to the. Doesn't make a difference. That's a real detail. But how to perform the mitzvah? There's no, think about it. Everyone's tefillah looks the same. Everyone's tefillah looks the same.
No, this Rabbi Yitani is a Rashi.
Okay. My cousin just bought me a sefer, and it has Shals and Shuas Min HaShemayim, which are shuas that they ask Hashem. One of these like Kabbalim. Not in a Kabbalah like a contemporary of the Mechaber wrote it. So what the third question is, who's right? Rashi's tefillin or Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? So the answer is, the whole world wears Rashi's tefillin, but Hashem wears Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Okay, you know, the answer like that. That's the answer. Okay, I hear what you're saying about Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. It's a good question. But we're passing like Rashi. Right? We're wearing Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin already. It's a Mila. Nobody wears Joel and Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Nobody does that. Nobody wears just Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Nobody does that. You want to wear a Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? Also, okay, so then the Mechaber says it depends who you are. You feel you're appropriate. I think it's a pretty good answer. I can't think of a better answer. Right? No, you don't want that answer? That's what Rabbi Gon said?
I know the answer, but I never thought the answer was a great answer. I disagree. You asked the same question every year. You think it's hard to answer. I'm going
away. We're ready to go.
That's the question all the same question every year.
Not everybody.
Most. Why?
I hear you.
What happens is you have two guys that remember a little different. That's how it starts. And who's right? They remember most, but they remember 90%.
So you should just know that in the Big Tosas, which I don't know if we're going to get to the Big Tosas, he quotes three minhagim.
I know what you told me.
He quotes three minhagim, which is what people do. Bizmana Tosfos, he quotes three minhagim. Number one, like what we all do, which is we blow 100, and the 100 is comprised of all three times, which is 90, then an extra 10 to give you 100. That's 1 minute, that's what we all do. Then he quotes another minute. By Malchios, they would blow Tashrat. By Zichronos, they would blow Tashat. And by Shofros, they blow Tarat. You don't get to 100. You don't get to 100, so you don't know wait, who made up 100. You're not going to find that in the Gemara. You don't get to 100. Then what kind of funny minute is that? Why are you doing it like that? Because you're going to get all of them, so it has to be, everyone has to be, but each one, davening was shorter than by these people, right? You do it like that. Then Rabbeinu Tam has a third minute. No, you blow Tashrat every time. So you cover your bases. You get all the sounds in there. We all think that doesn't count. Right?
Not according to
the Gemara. The Gemara said it's a hafzik.
We all tashrat at one sound.
Right.
Not two
sounds. I know. It's also interesting. Let's see if we have time to do it. I don't think we're going to have time.
It was possible to hear.
What?
If you have a Shabbos and you weren't in the Shabbos or Bezdin, it's possible to miss a show flow.
So technically, you can even miss a bunch of years. Miss 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Right? I hear that.
You can miss several of the Hatozo sounds.
I hear that because sometimes we're like, what's the Haftarah today? We have these questions come up. They do come up. And you do have, and nobody remembers. We don't remember. 2 years ago, I had this whole thing over here with the Haftarah, I remember the whole crazy thing. It was an Elul, and I looked it up, and the Mishnah Berurah said one thing, and the art school said something different. So I said, and the rabbi wasn't here. I said, I'm passing the Mishnah Berurah. And when the rabbi came back, I told him, I said, I don't want to say any bad art scroll, but like it was against Mishnah Berurah. What you do when I think it was Shabbos or Chodesh, and also Shivat and Nechemta, which one wins? So you're right. These things come up and nobody knows. If they look it up, it's not so simple. But you would think on the Doraisa, Shofar, it's such an important.
Or at least Baltoke would know.
Somebody would know, right? Okay. Tukar Rishona, Umashach Mishniyah Kishtayim. We said if you blow one long tekiah, it can't really count as two. I'm Rav Yochanan. Shama Teisha Tekiyos B'Teisha Shos B'Yom Yotza. If you hear 9 sounds over 9 hours of a day, you're Yotze. Now, obviously,
there's a hefsek. Obviously.
And it's okay.
Tanya, Nami Hachi, Shama Cheta Tekios, Betesha Shos Bayom, Yotza. If you hear nine sounds over the course of a day, you're also Yotze. Mites b'nei Adam ke'echad lo Yotza. What if you hear it from nine people? So, right? So Rashi says, lo Yot, not Rashi. The Gemara says, lo Yotza, it's in parentheses. Why is it in parentheses? Look at Rashi. Why are you not Yotze? Why can't you hear from nine people? So Rashi says, Tre kali lo mishtami. Because you can't hear two sounds at once. One second. Well, what else are you doing?
No,
that's the next case. Tekia mizeh v'trua mizeh yotza. If you're a tekia from him and a trua from him, you're yotze. Vafilu b'sirugin, even if it's alternating. Vafilu kol yom kol, even if it takes all day. So what's this case?
You're from nine people, you're low yotza.
That must mean, it can only mean one thing. You're all at the same time. So we say tre kol e'mishtamin, right? Says Rashi.
If that's the case, why say nine? Why nine people?
I don't know. Kach pirusha lefi mashakasa b'svarim. That's what I'm explaining based on what is written in the svarim.
By the way, we learned the few days ago that by tkias ha-shofar, we don't say trei kol e'mishtamin
because you can concentrate because it's a mitzvah. Right? So what's Rashi talking about? Oh, v'lav milsehi. That's not even true. Not even true what I just said. Da'al kimna, trei koli mitrei gavri mishtami. You can hear two sounds from two different people. So what's going on? V'achli garsin ala v'tosefta. V'tishin v'dei adam ke'echad. Yotza. You are yotze. V'afilu b'tzirugin. Even if it's staggered. V'afilu koli yom kulo. Even if it's all day long. V'lo garsin ala t'kiya mizeh v'truh mizeh yotza. D'hainu resha. Then take out that second line. If you're a t'kiya for him and a truth. Because we said it already. V'garsin ala hachi hu d'garsin. V'tesh v'nei adam ke'echad. Kia mizeh, true mizeh, yotza. But Philip say Rogan, you're yotze. Tosfos says I can make it make sense that you're not yotze. Why? Because you're not hearing in order. What are you hearing? What are people? What is six people? What are they all blowing? Tekiah is truth. That's not order. And hearing in order, you're not yotze. That's how Tosfos said I would make it make sense. Rashi says it doesn't make sense. So therefore, change it to say yotza. Right? The Gersh should say yotza. That's why it's in parentheses. Says, I can believe it, lo yotza. You know why? You're not hearing it in order. That's not the Seder. That's not the Seder. Okay.
What does it mean, nine kolos throughout 9 hours?
You
mean, in order?
It's 9 o'clock in the morning, you hear a trua, a tkiah. Then at 10 o'clock, you hear a trua.
It can't be out of order.
Right. We assume it can't be out of order. We're going to a little bit more of what you asked. We're going to get to that a little more. Where am I up to? Did Rachel even say that? If you're saying Halal Umagillah, Im Shak the Ligmaris Kula, Chozal Arosh. If you finish enough, if you pause with enough time to say to go back to finish it, you have to go back to the beginning. Tosa says something remarkable here. He says, "What do you mean? What do you mean if you have enough time to finish it?" Let's say, what does that mean? That means that I'm in the middle of Hallel, and I get a phone call, and I shouldn't take the phone call, but I take it. And I delay, how long do you have to delay? How long it would take you to finish Hallel? From what? From where you're up to? From where you're up to? So 1 second. What kind of shear is that? What if you're up to the first capital? What if you're up to the last capital? What kind of shear is that? It's not a shear. Says Tosfos, it must mean how long it takes to say the whole Hallel, the whole thing, the Megillah. You walk out and know the Megillah. We look at Perek Aleph or Perek Tes, right? Well, if there's enough time to finish the whole thing, finish what whole thing? Three Pesukim. I walked out the last three Pesukim, or I walked out for the 100 Pesukim to go. Which one is it? The answer is it can't be that. That can't be Pshat. It means the whole thing. So how long takes to delay Megillah? 35 minutes, 30 minutes. How long does it take to say Hallel? Whatever it is. Not from where you walked out. That doesn't make any sense. It's not a shear. For this guy, this shear. For this guy, the other shear. Very interesting shot. But it makes a lot of sense, no? Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. How could he say you can hear 9 tekiahs over a course of a day and at the same time say that you're not allowed to have any delays? Lo kasha. Hadite hadarabe. One was his own opinion, one was his Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe Didei Lo, and he himself doesn't hold that there's a delay. He himself said, you can do 9 hours, I don't care. There's this idiot here about not walking up by Halal, and that's my Rebbe said that. But what about himself? I have a Rebbe Avo, have a Shakal, but Ozel Basred Rebbe Yochanan. Revu was with Rebbe Yochanan. Have a Kari Kriya Shema. He was in the middle of reciting Kriya Shema. Kimato Lemuvaos Metunafos. He came to a dirty place. Ishtik. He wouldn't continue. He was quiet. So Basad the Khalif, after they got out away from the dirty place, Amalei, Mahu Ligmar. So what's the story now? Can I continue saying Shema? Right? The Ran says, you see from here, that in the middle of davening, you're allowed to stop to ask a Shaila. About davening. Not that my milk fell into the... Now you can't do it in the middle of davening. You have a shayla about the davening, you could ask. That's not a hefsek. So Amalei, so he told him, Im shas ligmor is kula, chazal arosh. If you pause enough to go back to the beginning, meaning we were in a dirty place, the time it took to say the entire Shema, not where you stopped, because that's not a shir, the entire Shema, chazal arosh. The Hakli Kamalei. Here's what he said to him. Lididi lo svirli. I don't know from this whole story. Why? We'll see in a minute. Lididach, the svirlach. You hold from this. So, im shas to ligbor tzkula, chazal arosh. Okay? Now, look at the Tosvos. The Tosvos are right over here on the side. The first five or six lines we don't have to read. You see where it says in parentheses, brachas daf chavdalad? Right there. I think we pass it like this, says Tosfos. The Kishashak, the Ligbor Kula, the Ein Chozel LaRosh, you don't go back to the beginning. Afal Gaf, the Pligi Ale, Ravu Shmuel, Parakori, Samagil, Lamafreya, the Karimelon Kerbi Yochan, the Gavi Shmuel, Uke the Shmuel, Uke the Muchak, Parakmi Shatiu, Umiu, Kivadur Biavo, Pligi Polag Hayaksas, Nero Lapata Kamoso, the Hubasra. He came afterwards, so we're going to pass it like him. That what? That you go back. Okay, now skip a little bit of the Tosvos, and then go where it says here, where it says V'kasha Hadavar Ma'od. V'kasha Hadavar Ma'od. Says Tosvos, I have such a kasha. I have such a kasha. Most of us, almost all of us, don't have this in their shuls, but there are shuls that do it today, and it was much more common in the old days. And Tosvos, I have such a kasha. What's the kasha? Shatzibur Bebeis HaKnesses, Biyantif, Omrim Emes V'yativ. They say Emes V'yativ, Umimas Nisan L'shat. They're waiting for the Shliach Tzibur, V'shoskin, and they're quiet. Ad Sheyigmar Zultos, until he says Zultos. What Zultos? Yotzros, right? That's what it is. It's in Piyutim. In every Masa they're there. But after Shema, in every Masa they're there on Yontif night. Umi kamocha, another thing, Sha'omar Bigula, you say right before Gaul Yisrael. Right?
I was looking more between before
the Ham at the end also.
Not
between the Emes and Viyat. So says Tosaf, it's a hefsik. I would advance, it's not a hefsik. It's part of Davina. Part of Davina. Tosaf, such a kasha. Umihu, hecha de ain showing the ligmar kula, mitchila adzof, ain lachush. But if the delay is not as long as it takes to say the whole thing, what whole thing? The whole Shema? The whole Shema Nesrei? It's not a hefsik. I think it's Kerb Yosef, Parakori, it's a Megillah, my fair, Veloka, Rav Yosef, Rabbaya, Damar, Mehecha, Dekai, Wasefa, Dim Kain, Nasatan, Lerecha, Shlishurin. That's what he says. It must be that the time it takes to go back to the whole thing, otherwise it's not a shir. You can't give a shir. For him, it's from the last parak of the Megillah. For him, it's from parak Vav. It's not a shir. It's Oracle Doctic, listen to this. It's Oracle Doctic, Pitakios, Mishum, the Umber of Kahana, the Perak HaChalil, Ein Bein Tkia Latrua, Pitakia, Velo Klum. There can be no Hefsik. Kid the Rebbe Yehuda, the Amar, Shloshed on Mitzvah Achas. All three is one Mitzvah. Vechi, Ka'amar Hasam, Dafka, Be'emza, Tkia, Trua, Tkia, Aval Bein Tkia, Trua, Tkia, Latkia, Trua, Tkia, You can pause enough, it says, that's the time it takes to say the whole thing. Right? According to the Rabbanan, you can't pause at all. I think, not sure what that means. In between the tkia and the tru, you pause, or it's afterwards. Not sure what he means by that. What?
Sure about anything he says.
Yeah.
Doesn't somebody call out in between each one?
What?
He's allowed to.
He's allowed to.
Why? Because
no, I think it's part of it. I think it's part of it.
What is Tyson saying?
Which is my, by the way, it's my focus on the first one, whether they do it or not.
It seems really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one they say you go right to it, you don't go around first and clear.
So you think what's the heter to have somebody call out? You could say it's part of the Seder HaTkiyos.
That's how it finishes.
I know.
It seems to be
saying that's a hefsek.
You don't call out to a tekiya because it's a
hefsek. Maybe because it helps the mitzvah.
I don't know.
You know. We were once learning here, and you know, you're not allowed to talk during Pesukei Dezimra. People don't know that, but you're not supposed to talk during Pesukei Dezimra. So I asked the rabbi, but we announced Man Kriyat Shema. So he said, I hear, it's a good question, but it's for a mitzvah. So to reminder for a mitzvah should stand in the way of that din?
I'll give you an answer.
You know? And I agree that, I agree with the announcement, because why should someone blow a doraisa?
I'll give you an answer, yes.
Yeah.
You just made a hamotzi. Salt on the table.
Right, so you're allowed to say, please bring the salt. Right.
It's part of davening.
Exactly. It's part of davening. Yeah. Exactly. I would say the same thing. It's part of the tzkiyas. No, it's not really part of the tzkiyas. The last thing you want is that either the Baal Tokeya makes a mistake, he loses his train.
Then you're trying to talk about when you grunt together.
All that's it. Right. That's what I'm saying. Why? Because it helps davening.
Exactly.
It helps the davening.
No, right.
But they're not doing it for a bad reason.
It's true.
They're doing it for a health davening. They're not doing it for a bad reason. It's a nevuch, maybe. On some level, you have to do that, but it's not a bad thing. They're doing it to help the davening.
It doesn't seem that that's the place it's saying.
What? I know. I don't think they're saying that. Right. Tana Rabbanan. Tkiyot ein ma'ak v'zu azu. The tkiyot are not ma'akiv each other. Brachos ein ma'ak v'zu azu. The brachos are also not ma'akiv each other. Tkiyot and brachos sh'yoshan v'yom v'shikpurim ma'akeves. But the tkiyot and brachos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are ma'akiv. What does that mean? That means if you can't blow...
We just said it's not ma'akiv, but it is ma'akiv.
What?
He's a ma'akiv to do a zoo, but he was a brother of Shemashon a ma'akiv.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Oh. That's on a Tainus Tzibur. Tzkiyah is on a Tainus Tzibur, not Ma'akev. And the Brachas are not Ma'akev. But Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they are. So the Ran says, if you can blow only one of them, I don't know how to blow Teruahs. But I can blow Tzkiyah, Shvarim, Tzkiyah. That I can do. That I can blow. What? So what's the story with that? Then blow what you know. That you can do. That's not ma'akev.
That's on
Rosh Hashanah. Right. It says the ma'akev. Yeah, the ma'akev. If you can't, I can only blow a tekiah. So that's nothing. That's nothing. But I can blow a tekiah. I can't blow truth. I can blow shvarim. So blow that. That's what Duran says. Okay. My timer. Amar Rabba. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Lefanai Barash Hashanah. Malchus Zichronos Veshavros. Malchus Kadesh Atam Luicho Alechem. Zichronos Kadesh Yavi Lefneichem Zichronchem. Latova. Ubameh, and with what? By shofar, with a shofar. Okay. Misha Beirach, Beirachach Nisnam Nalo Shofar, Tokea Umariya V'Tokea. If you blow, and then, you daven, then somebody showed up with a shofar, you didn't have a shofar. Now, after you finish daven, somebody shows up, so now blow shofar again. What was the chiddush we said yesterday? You don't have to daven again. You don't have to do that again. Right? Taima, so Havile Shofar Meikara, because you didn't have a shofar. Ha, Havile Shofar Meikara, what if you did have a shofar? Ki shama lahu, a seder brachos, shama lahu. Then you should blow it on the seder habrachos. Right. Listen to this. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, come with Tzluye. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel went to Davin. Amalei l'shama, he said to his attendant, ki nahira lach, takali. So it's a machlokas here what the girsa is. Either it's when I make a hand gesture, that, right, I'll give you the signal, or when I cough, make some kind of signal, I'll give you the signal. Amalei rava, lo amru ela b'chaver ir. That was only said with a tzibur. Tanya nami hachi. Kishu shoman ala seder, v'al seder habrachos, medvam amurim. When was that said? B'chaver ir. That's only with a tzibur. Aval shalom b'chaver ir. But if it's without a tzibur, shoman ala seder, v'shalo al seder habrachos. You only hear it on the seder, but not in the context of Shmon Esrei. Which is why, when you have blown for the women, you don't make them go through Shmon Esrei. Just blow it stam. Why? That's not considered a minion. It's not a tzibur, right?
So you don't have to make them daven Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, we're going to have them daven Shemoneh Esrei, and then we'll blow. No, you don't do that. You just blow for them. Why? Or we go to the hospital and you blow for somebody. You don't have to do it with the context of Shemoneh Esrei, because it's only by Yitzibur. V'yachid shelo taka, chaver tokeelo. If you don't know how to blow, someone can blow for you. V'yachid shelo beirach, ein chaver beirach alav. But if someone can't make a bracha for you, we had that already. U'mitzvah b'tokin, yotzer minam avarchin. And listen to this Gemara. It's a better mitzvah to blow shofar than daven. Ketzad, what does that mean? Shtei ayaros, there's two cities. Ba'achas token, u'ba'achas mevarchin. In one city, they have a shofar. And in one city, they don't have a shofar, but they have an excellent bal tefillah. Right? Holchin l'makom shetoken. Go to the city that has the shofar. The ain holchin l'makom shemavarchin. But don't go to the city that only has a davening.
Only has a
chazan. Right, only has a chazan. So pshita, isn't that obvious? Hadaraisa, hadarabanon. Right? Darabanon. Who's this? The Rashba. One second. Didn't we just say a minute ago that Malchios, the corners and shofars, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem himself says, do the following. Right? So what does that mean? That's on Darabanon. Yeah, it's only Darabanon. That's just a medrash, right? That's a agarata. Hashem said, but doesn't mean that. No. So one second. Isn't that obvious? One's a Daraisa, one's a Darabanon. Lo Tzricha.
Would you consider Hashem says it's a Daraisa?
What? Right, you would think. Lo Tzricha, the Afal Gav, the Havadai, the Hasafik. Even if one's a Vadai and one's a Safik. In other words, there's definitely a Chazan over there. Definitely. Over there, there's a Safik if there's a shofar there. It's a Safik. I'm not 100% sure. Safik. Still go do the Safik. Right? Says the Sfas Emes, you see from here an unbelievable thing. We always say that Safek the Rabbanon Lekula, right? And Safek Brachas Lekula. He says that's only if you're not sure if you did it or not. I don't remember. Did I make a bracha on this apple or did I not make a bracha on the apple? I started eating an apple. I don't know. I went with such a bunch of robots. Did I make a bracha or did I not make a bracha? So Safek Brachas Lekula, you don't have to make another bracha. But if your vade didn't do the mitzvah, and the suffix is only on its performance, then of course you have to go try. No question about it. The Ferish Gemara. Here it's on the right side. What's the difference? It's a suffix. Should I go schlep? Maybe there won't be a shofar there. In the meantime, I can hear davening. No, it's a suffix. What's the suffix? If you heard shofar or not, that's not the suffix. Right? You know you didn't hear shofar. If you're in a fog, did I hear shofar today? Right, that's a different kind of suffix. Here, what's the suffix? Will they have a shofar for me? Will they have one? Right? Of course, you go do it. Right? Kishem shiach tzibur chayiv, kach v'yachid v'yachid chayiv. Okay, so I think we'll stop here. I think we'll stop here, and then tomorrow we'll finish the mezekla. So you should just know this gemara right here is one of the main makoros to wear tchelas. To wear tchelas. Why? Why? Because it's a suffix if I'm going to be mekai in the mitzvah. So go do it. What's the dilemma? Huh? What's the right to be over?
Wear tchelas is not the right
tchelas. So what are you over if you do that? What are you over? Not over anything.
It's
not about Tosef at all.
It's
not about Tosef. So? So what?
And they would have always done it.
What? No, they never had it. They never even had a suffix that they had it. They never had it. Now, there's a shiloh, it's a suffix. Some hole, it's not a suffix, it's for sure not it. That's a hard thing to say. It's a suffix. Right?
That's not why. So listen, why wouldn't they just
want for what reason? If you know for sure it's not it. They know it's not it. What, they take a blue magic marker? So what's that? That's nothing. That's not. Everyone knows that. But now, if you have to suffix, why aren't you doing it? The Farish Gemara. You have to get out of this Gemara. There's ways to get out of it. But it's very interesting how they pull a source out of left field, right? Okay. Well, that's why I said it. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.